Live on tape from Production Room 6, it's the John Jay and Rich BTS Podcast with Joey and Grant.
Welcome to the John Jay and Rich Behind the Scenes Podcast, the JJR BTS with Joey and Grant. I am Joey Bradfish.
And I'm your handsome friend, Grant. Right?
Should we restart?
I'm just rocking out, man.
Yeah!
This is the most intense intro music we've ever used.
Yeah, it is.
I'm
trying to think of what it reminds me of.
It's just like, it's got that 90s bass, like,
yeah.
It's so awesome. Anyway, at Joey Bradfish over there, Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias. I am at Pomo and Kitch. We also have a telephone number, 910-JJR-BTS-1. 910-JJR-BTS-1. We have an action-packed show today. Action-packed. Right, Joey?
I only know of one thing that we're really going
to
talk
about. Well, you know, you've got a couple things you want to talk about.
You picked something to me.
I have something I want to talk to you about. I'm going to give you a little bit of information that you've been asking for.
Yeah, because I was out yesterday, and I guess something happened, and you want to tell me about that.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yes, I want to tell you about it.
Okay.
And in turn, I guess, the millions and tens of people that listen.
Well, speaking of that, we actually get analytics on the podcast now. We know where people are listening, when they're listening, where they listen from. It's pretty cool stuff.
We got a couple international listen, like actually quite a bit of international.
Yeah, there's a couple in New Zealand. There's some in Canada. Some in a lot in Virginia for some reason.
Virginia, we're crushing.
Yeah, I don't understand that. So if you listen from Virginia, 910-JJR-BTS-1. We want to know who you are.
Hey,
maybe we've talked with you.
Or if you're not in Arizona, Colorado, Portland, any of those like spots that we are in, and you want us to like say hey.
Yeah,
I listen from Montana.
Yeah, who would be the farthest listener?
I think.
Okay, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. So who would be the farthest listener from us?
Well, I know we've got. Okay, let's see. Obviously, overseas, like United States, it's weird to see the coast. Like it's weird to see East Coast because we're not on anywhere on the East Coast.
No,
but in like DC and Virginia, we're cleaning up.
Cleaning up.
And we have
just making that dough,
we
baby.
We have 6 listens in Virginia last week. No, I think it's fun. I think it's nice that we can actually see where and who's listening.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because we have like, you know, there's a lot of people that text the 910-JJR-BTS-1, mm-hmm. that number. A lot of people text and call. But it's like you talked about last week. It's the same. You know, we have a core group of awesome communicators.
Yeah, I talked to 2 new people last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't remember. One called when I was out at a baseball game the other night.
Are we going to talk about that?
I mean, we can. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody, you had a caller call. What'd they want to talk about?
Well, they just said, hey, I never call in. I never text in. I just want to let you know, like, I was listening in my car, and I was laughing hysterically at the last episode.
Ooh.
Which was, I don't remember what we talked about last week. It was the meetup wrap-up.
Yeah, and we had Nick on a bunch, right?
No.
Oh, no, 102. No, we were just.
102. What did we do in 102? Oh, it was Are We Horrible People?
Oh, yeah.
Was a little Todd was coming to the door and trying to sell me rocks for $12 a pop.
So we have to ask, if we don't handle housekeeping before we get into the new stuff, what happened with Todd? Has Todd come back?
No, I haven't heard from him.
Is he okay?
Maybe he heard the podcast.
Man, that would be.
What if he moved?
Who's going to be your new crystal guy if Todd if Todd doesn't hook you up?
Well, what's funny is nobody in that neighborhood talks to anyone. So I mean, Todd was the only person I had communication with. So that's over. Speaking of episode 102,
uh-huh.
There was a little discussion today, and you know sometimes we're like, hey, there's not a lot of things you know behind the scenes that happen during the week.
I haven't heard this.
You haven't heard this.
All I know is it's a conversation between you and John Jay, or you, John Jay, and Bill.
Okay, it was It was me, John Jay, Bill, Kyle, Rich. Everybody was in the room, and we were recording spots. They're running these iHeartRadio spots to John Jay and Rich to encourage everybody to listen to the content on iHeartRadio that John Jay and Rich does. And then Bill's like, hey, why don't we do a JJR BTS report? And I'm like, well, it's JJR BTS podcast, Joe and Grant. But I was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's do something.
Yeah.
And the deal was they had to be on it. It couldn't just be us talking.
Because who are we?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
that came straight from iHeartMedia.
Mr. iHeartMedia.
Yeah, Mr. iHeartMedia. Yeah. So these are going to run in every market that John Jay and Rich are on. So you might be hearing this commercial at some point
just
in your day.
Just in your car,
yeah,
on your radio.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That's so strange to me.
Yeah, we have advertising now. That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so... So we were discussing how we were going to do this script for the iHeartRadio ad, and I was asking Bill because it's directing people to the John Jay and Rich on demand channel, uh-huh. which of course you should be listening to. There are two different channels on iHeartRadio for John Jay and Rich. There's like a replay channel
right.
that runs 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
but the John Jay and Rich on demand channel. That's where you can fast forward.
Like
you
today's can, show.
Nick produces it like it's.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
It's very, very well done.
Where on the on-demand or on the non-on-demand channel, it's just like random 24-hour
yeah, and it,
bits.
If you just want to listen to last week's show or just have John Jay and Rich on, it's great.
Oh, cool.
But the on-demand channel is produced by us and you well, know put up there.
Tell me a little bit about this John Jay and Rich show.
Well, they are on a few stations.
Couple.
And John Jay is the tall one. And
wait,
Rich is the
John
short
Jay
one.
Is one person?
John Jay's one person. Kyle is the girl on the show.
What?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle's a boy's name though, right?
It is. But Kyle is actually a mother too.
So let me get this
about to have her second child.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So there's John Jay.
John Jay.
Who is one person.
He is one person. Then tall guy.
Then there's a Rich?
Rich, yes.
What's his deal?
He's the music nerd.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Kyle is a girl.
Kyle's a woman. Very beautiful blonde woman.
Oh, and, she's blonde?
She's blonde. That's important for some reason.
Oh, well.
So.
I should
yeah,
listen.
She keeps the two in line
where can
on
I,
the show.
Where can I listen to the...
You can listen to, on the John Jay and Rich On Demand channel on iHeartRadio.
And that's if I want to hear last week's episode or just old bits, right? Or not old, but...
I just explained...
So what's the difference between the iHeart channel, like the John Jay and Rich On Demand channel, and the...
Well, the great thing about the iHeartRadio app as well is there's a 15, you can go 15 back or 15 forward. If you just go 15 back, I just told you what the difference was between the channels. So that's the great thing about iHeartRadio.
So, okay, Joey.
Yes.
What happens if you push that button twice?
Hit 15 again.
Like, so it'll go back 30?
Yes, it'll go back 30, then 45, then 60, then 115.
Then 130.
130, and so on and so forth.
Oh, wow. Does Bob Pittman know about this?
So, John Jay John Jay was in the studio, and I was talking with Bill about how we were going to do this script, and then John Jay decides to chime in and let me know that he tried to listen to last week's episode. Now, we, like I said, we get analytics now. The way we put our podcast up is completely different, the way we upload everything. And this website is not pushing... to a certain part of the John Jay and Rich website. Like,
right.
So we have it going to the JJR BTS iHeartRadio channel. Mm-hmm. We have it going to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we had it going to johnjayandrich.com where the JJR BTS page was. Well, it wasn't linked to go to there. I didn't know this.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
So if you type in jjrbts.com, it was going to a certain part of the John Jay and Rich website.
That was that loading wasn't... old stuff.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
So John Jay said he had a 45-minute car ride last week, and he was going to listen to our podcast, which I was like, whoa, that's amazing. But it was a lost opportunity because he went to jjrbts.com, and it wasn't uploaded, and so we missed that chance. And he decided to let me know how upset he was.
So before you play the clip,
yeah,
let me just sort this out. John Jay is one person.
John Jay is the one guy, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's going to be the one explaining things.
Okay.
Now, you're going to hear Rich in here as well, and producer Bill, and Kyle. Kyle's the female voice.
Wait.
She's what they call the voice of reason on the show. So, yeah.
That's cool.
So, take a listen.
Okay.
Take a listen.
What's today? May 12th.
They didn't want us on.
You're still on.
It was?
It's exactly 6 years ago.
What a trip.
Different channel.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Okay. We're promoting, yeah. We're promoting the iHeartRadio app.
Claudia was okay. Very...
Your
she was very... What's the word? Vulgar.
One pill makes you...
52nd most listened to podcast on iHeartRadio.
Get it right, Bill. 146.
Yeah.
You just gypped him of like 75... places.
They had an 80-minute. They had an 80-minute podcast last week. Was it 80 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was doing
it's
something.
Not unusual for you guys, right?
80 is pretty long for them.
No.
I tried to listen to your podcast. You guys posted something up a couple days ago, or your maybe your last podcast. So I went to the link, and there was no podcast, and it was like
yeah, because it's 102 is up. And yeah. It was only to 100.
Yeah.
I brought that up to him on Monday.
Like 109. It was like 109 was up. And I'm like,
it's
I don't want to.
For the commercial.
I'm hitting refresh.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about the
I'm hitting refresh whole time. I'm driving. I got a 45-minute drive. Like,
take
a podcast.
These broken links.
Fucking link. Is, it goes right to your 100th anniversary one. And I'm like, man, I want to hear the new one.
I changed the link because we changed the way we do podcasts. And I didn't realize that it wasn't going to a certain part of the site.
I'm like, if their podcast is f***ed up, I can't imagine how f***ed up our
yours is great.
I'm like, I'm hitting refresh, nothing's happening. Right? I'm like, no wonder Portland numbers are tanking.
Because the podcast. It's all because of the podcast. All because of Joey and Grant's podcast. That's the problem.
You got your material for the podcast today?
Yeah.
You put this on?
I didn't have anything.
Thank you.
Go ahead, put it on there.
You're the reason.
Here, tell everyone. You say this is. I am Steve Harvey.
Yes. So everything is our fault. Everything. Every problem that the John Jay and Rich show could ever have is this podcast fault.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say that's fairly accurate, though.
Probably.
We have our fingers in a few pots here. Like, collectively.
Yeah.
I think you and I do a fair amount. So, chances are, if something is screwed up, it's, like, probably 40% maybe us, and then 60% Bill Shannon.
So, I guess I would just like to publicly apologize to John Jay Van Ness and the rest of the crew, because this podcast has clearly ruined everything.
Yeah.
So.
Mr. Van Ness.
Yeah.
I love referring to Kyle, John Jay, and Rich by either their full names, John Jay Van Ness. I love saying that.
Okay.
Or Rich Barrow or Kyle Unfug.
I've never heard you say that though.
Really? Oh. I do it when I play the games and stuff. But yeah, I'll always like.
Oh well, yeah.
But lately I've been really enjoying seeing John Jay in the hallway and like nodding my head and going, Mr. Van Ness. It's just like a level of, you know, reverence. I just like to have that.
That's fun.
It is fun. We're a neat crew here.
Hey, we have fun here, you know?
So, Joey.
Huh?
What else is going on? How was your, you went to, we had a meeting at the Valley Youth Theater.
Yeah.
And we met.
That was fun.
We met with Bob and Sky.
Bob and Sky, yeah.
Great people at the Valley Youth Theater.
And we helped someone celebrate a birthday when we were trying to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Had some cake.
Oh, yeah. And it delayed us. By just the appropriate amount of time to get on the freeway, I think.
I know.
Before traffic started. If we wouldn't have had the cake, we would have been fine. And by we would have been fine, I mean, I just sat in traffic for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, because I got dropped off at a bar downtown because I was going to meet my friends for a baseball game.
Yeah.
And we had carpooled.
Right.
And you had to... I apologize for that.
Oh,
that
no, dude. Like, I had podcasts to listen to. I'm entertained. If I can...
Did you listen to the John Jay and Rich On Demand channel?
I did.
Okay,
you know
good.
What? And it was all messed up.
Because of us.
Because of us.
It's all our fault.
It was a nice... You know, aside from... if you really just think about it, you sit at home and take in, like, you probably sit at home and listen to a podcast mm-hmm. or sit in a chair and, like, if you're not doing anything, you're just kind of relaxing. So I just kind of, like, use that time as I would if I were at home. So I slept. Brief nap.
Perfect.
Woke up in Gilbert. It was great. No, but it wasn't awful. It was just one of those things where I was like, I was already tired. Dude, I don't know how you did that.
What?
I don't know how you worked.
Oh.
And then you stayed up all night.
Drank for 12 hours.
Wow. And you went to a ball game, too.
Yeah. It was fun.
You went to the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks Tigers.
You know, another guy, the one of
yeah, I heard you talking about that. He went on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So it was like a series. Yeah. They played a couple games. A
lot of Detroit fans. A lot of Detroit fans there.
Kid Rock there?
No. He couldn't make the trip.
What's his real name?
Bob Ritchie.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a good name.
Good pull on that, by the way. I'm impressed.
I'm a Kid Rock historian.
The history of rock. So you were up late because you took the day off Friday or Thursday yesterday.
Yeah. So basically I had one of the groomsmen at my wedding was in town and we were taking him out for his birthday because he's a Detroit Tigers fan and just a lot of buddies I haven't seen in a long time. So it was fun.
And they came in here. They yeah. like, came to Arizona.
Yes.
Were they doing anything else? Were they going to Vegas?
Well, there's a bachelor party for another friend this weekend, which I will not be attending because I have another wedding to go to.
You people with your weddings.
I know.
You married
my
couples.
Friend Nate. You know Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah. He his ceremony, like they got married on a cruise, but they're doing a ceremony here. So that's this. I get to hang out with Cool Brian and
oh,
Nate.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Nate. Just thought we were better friends than that.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like.
You invite get lost in the mail?
You know what? Casual acquaintances, I guess, don't get an invite. I just figured because, like, you know, you're so important to Nate, maybe I would get an invite just, you know, adjacently.
Dude, you can still come.
No.
I have a plus one. Chanel can stay at home. She's been to enough weddings.
You go, hey, Chanel, sit this one out.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
I'm gonna bring Grant as my arm candy.
Wow, there's like some back of the throat wheezing there.
Was that you?
No, that was you.
I was about to say, I was like, that was interesting. No, that made me, that was like a legitimate.
I can't even do it.
Every once in a while, man.
That was fun. Go back 15 seconds. Yeah, so you, I want to get into this little thing.
Well,
you want to talk about some TV and you want to talk
yes.
about, you want to talk about the TV and you want to talk about the other stuff first.
You maybe since we talked, I had something to tell you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to be able to relate on the TV thing. I'm not really opening the floor for relatability on this next thing. This is more for you.
Okay, so you have something you specifically want to tell me.
Yes.
Okay.
I had something happen this week that...
Now, when did this happen? Last night? 2 nights ago? Because I wasn't here yesterday.
Well, Joey, so it happened... I'm not going to allow follow-up questions. There are just too many...
Oh.
Too many details.
This is no fun.
No. I know what Joey's thinking. Joey's going to try and extract some information, but Joey, it's about the thing you've been so inquisitive about on the last few episodes. Nope. Which is what?
Your dating life, because you never talk about it.
Right. And so this week, you actually entered my dating life in a very interesting way.
Okay.
And I'll explain that in a second, but we got to set some ground rules first. There will be no follow-up questions.
Okay.
No details other than whatever I'm providing. I mean, you're allowed to ask a follow-up question, but I probably won't answer it because I know where you're going to go with it.
I'll get it out of you.
Okay. So, Joey, I got to say, the sense about probably... I don't know, the end of January. I've been in a bit of a drought.
Okay.
Perhaps you know what kind of drought.
Yeah, but
not rain. It's been we've had plenty of rain. This is a figurative drought.
Okay.
So Joey, this week the drought came to an end.
Whoa.
Danger. Oh.
right.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. And normally, I'd be a little bit more private about this matter, right?
Yeah.
But I need to tell you something that's pertinent to our relationship and the show.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's been a bit of a drought.
Yeah.
Ever since the whole X issue.
I'm almost shaking because there's so many questions I want to know.
Right. But I'll get you some info before you have to really formulate any questions. So, been on this drought since the end of January, and it finally happened. Finally went down.
Look at you.
And I like to thank Gilbert.
I mean, it has everything to do with Gilbert.
I'd like to thank my friends at the Gilbert City Council.
Okay.
I'd like to thank.
You didn't sleep with the city council.
No,
did
I'd
you?
Like to. I'd like to thank the Vistara, my apartment complex. I would also like to thank Boston Market and my other
You know, what's funny is I was talking to someone last week, someone that listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, so how does Grant like Vistara?" And I'm like, "Wait, we've never said that, but like you're just like so specific as to where you are. Everybody just knows."
Yeah, that's fine. It's a big enough place. They'd have to work really hard to figure out where I am. So
well, on the south end.
So we're I'm palling around with this person, and things start to happen. It's business time, as it were. Right?
Okay, palling around. You can ask questions.
Pal around. You and I pal around
all
the time.
Yeah, we pal around. Never, it doesn't turn into that.
Never leads to that.
I wish it would, but it never does.
So, you know, we're just hanging out, and things start happening, things start moving, and then we...
One thing leads to another.
As some have said in the past. So we decide to move things into the bedroom area.
Okay.
And I say, I'm like, it's happening. The streak.
Okay.
It's like Goldberg. That's what I'm old school, you know, like I'm coming out. I got fireworks, pyro. I'm ready to go. And all I can think about for the first like minute, 60 seconds, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Joey's going to be so stoked. Joey is going to be so excited to hear this.
And that didn't ruin things for you.
No, it made it better, actually.
Yeah, good.
I felt like I was like, you know, I got a podcast. I got to represent. Like, I can't let my team down.
Oh, I'm going to send you an edible arrangement. I'm so excited for you.
It was great. Great experience.
Now, Grant.
What?
Can you be bought?
No. Nope.
I have many dollars here.
Many. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Joey
appears, I have a 10.
Joey appears to have $13 cash. Hey, first of all, do you walk around with that kind of money on you at all times? Because
this is part of my payment from selling Kyle's ice cream decorations.
Wow.
I sold Kyle's ice cream decorations on OfferUp because she doesn't like to, you know, deal with that sort of thing. The Craigslist and...
You keep saying she and this name Kyle. I'm finding problems.
But anyway...
No, $13 will not buy...
I was going to do a dollar a question.
Whoa! Oh.
Come on, dollar a question.
No. Wait.
Is there anything I can do just for one question?
I don't think so.
$13 for one question?
Nope. I can't do it. Can't swing it, man.
You can approve the question.
Oh.
It like come on.
So you can ask the question, but I can say whether yes or no.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like this rule. This is
and
good.
You'll still get the $13.
But I can
You can approve it.
So I can say yes or no or refuse to answer.
I know you won't screw me over like that.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't need $13.
You don't need
No, what I'm saying is you don't have to give me $13.
All right.
You can put that
whatever, Grant.
You can put that back.
I'm very happy for you and your body.
Do you wanna ask?
No.
No, I'm saying
it's fine.
You don't have to pay me. I will happily play along. That's what I'm saying.
I get one question.
I'll approve it.
Okay.
And there's one question that you are going to ask that you obviously know is a non-answer, so you shouldn't ask that question.
Who was it?
That was a question. Yeah, that's no.
Who was it?
Nope. not doing it.
Who was she?
Colder. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, so that... Okay, yeah.
I'm not done.
Find a good one.
I'm not done. Okay. Where was Awesome during all this?
She was out in the main living area. Probably looking out the window.
Out in the lobby.
Out in the lobby. Yeah. I said, Awesome, if there's a sock on the door, just...
Was there music?
Yeah.
Really? What type of music? See, I got to have it silence. I got to get that silence. I need to hear the sounds of that beautiful thing.
That's so much funnier. That's so good. Yeah, it was like some reggae.
Okay.
But
were you medicated?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
But in fairness, if you were to ask me right now, I'd probably say no. But I always have enough in my body. I have enough reserves just pumping through that I'm fairly medicated all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Bedroom, of course, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm curious just because it's you. I'm
very like with that so with that sort of thing. I'm a lot more reserved than I think you think I should be. Because you thought when I was single, you were like, "Yeah, man."
Well, no. You're getting that all wrong.
Okay.
I never thought you should be doing that. I'm not that guy either. Oh,
but you were like, you need to get your head reset.
But you were talking to a lot of people and developing emotional relationships.
Was I though?
Yeah, you were. Right. That's why the reason you thought, "Oh my God, Joey's going to be so stoked," is because every time I'd ask you'd have a girl over and I'd ask about it, you'd be like, "Nah, we just like hung out
and you'd be like, oh,
and
you
made out.
You guys should come over and hold hands."
So, no, I'm not. I would never say that.
But you were being encouraged. You weren't being a jerk. You were being like, "Hey, man, I want you to get out there. I want you to like experience things."
Yeah, I just think the emotional part. Can get you even.
Yeah, that bogs me down quick.
Yeah, it can bog down anybody. So, I'm very happy for you.
Well,
very happy.
So, it only took a couple weeks in Gilbert. So,
I'm telling you, man, if that's not a great commercial for Gilbert, I don't know what is.
Gilbert.com.
Wow. So, this was last night.
What was?
This little escapade.
I'm not telling you anything.
Wait.
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, it happened this week, Joey.
Wait, I thought you said it was last night.
Mm-mm. I didn't.
Wait, it wasn't
maybe,
last night?
Maybe you heard that.
So you didn't text me back for like 3 hours last night just for no reason? Is that what you're telling me? Because
no.
You had a good excuse.
Oh,
not
no.
Not anymore.
Well, no, I was just trying to be vague for the sake of being vague, because you're starting to get a few questions in there that are being answered.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean you can ignore me.
No, it was, yeah, you would be right in that, okay. In that guesstimation.
Right in that wheelhouse?
Yeah. So, yeah, that happened this week, so.
Well, I will let the city council know so we can hold a parade tomorrow in Gilbert for you.
Saturday.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, man, I don't know. There's a lot going on Gilbert Saturday.
Beautiful day.
I got a little rock and roll gig.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard on the air today, but someone tried, or John Jane Rich tried to set you up with a woman on the air.
Uh-oh.
Who just wanted to get laid for Mother's Day, and they invited her to the show tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So you might, I mean, things are just going to keep coming like that.
See, okay, but here's my thing, Joey. And this is like, I have such an addictive personality in every other part of my life, right? But with like sex, and since this is behind the scenes, John Jane Rich punching the monkey, I guess I should throw that term in there.
Do we even say that anymore?
I don't know. I haven't heard it in a while. But yeah, I'm like really pretty particular about like It usually takes me a while to be like, oh yeah, I'm excited. I'm not just like a, oh yeah, let's.
It means something to you,
right?
And that's cool.
It's more important to me.
It's not sport for you,
right? Exactly.
And that's the way it should be.
Although I do wear a full body wetsuit and like a swim cap.
I always wear a wrestling singlet.
I mean,
so ready to go to war.
Just a hole cut out. Or
a flap.
Or do you do like the Undertaker after he wins a match? Like you pull down the shoulder straps and just go for it. Very specific reference, but
that's
but
very funny.
Good.
I like the Big Show.
Big Show, yeah. Kurt Angle did the same thing. It's like you don't want the straps. You just gotta.
Oh, it's when you make the finishing move.
Yeah, Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
What has happened?
Well, so that's my news. That I wanted to share that with you, and I wanted to be a little bit more vague because I want to you know include parts of my life.
Will you see this girl again?
I mean.
Do I know this person?
Oh, dude, you're asking too many questions.
Oh, come on.
Too many questions.
All right. I know this person, I bet.
No. No, I don't think you do.
I think I do. No way you're inviting someone to those sweet new digs that you got and...
And not know them.
This is an established relationship already.
No.
Uh-huh. No. Was it the ex?
No.
So help me.
No.
Okay.
Dude, if I would not, you wouldn't see me if that happened.
It's like Ron and Tammy. When Ron and Tammy on
Oh yeah, no,
when
that's
they get back together.
That's exactly the Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when if you haven't seen that's a very, very astute. That would be what it's like. Also, you wouldn't hear from me because I'd probably be embarrassed. I'd be
It wouldn't be hilarious. It would just be upsetting to everyone.
Yeah, like everyone. I grow a mustache, though. That'd be sweet.
Well, good for you, Grant. I'm happy.
Me too.
You probably want to move on, don't you? Unless you want to answer some questions.
I mean, I think I've avoided enough questions. Questioning. Let's talk about what you're watching.
You
have a list of stuff that you have queued up, and there was something you said you were going to watch this weekend that you were very excited about.
How many? I think
on
there are,
Netflix.
There are three things on Netflix that came out this month on Netflix.
It's incredible.
So many things I want to watch. But their Master of None season 2 came out today.
I pass.
Oh, I love that show.
God, I wish I liked that show more.
Oh, it's so good. So I will be watching that as soon as I get home today. That's Aziz Ansari, his show.
Is Eric Wareheim on that show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Eric a lot.
Eric is the token white friend.
But is he like crazy white? You know what I mean? Is he like nerdy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I like
yeah,
that.
he's very weird.
I watched the first maybe four episodes of that, and then there was like some awkward dating episode, and it just pulled me out, and I was like, it's a great show, but it's just too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of awkwardness in that show for sure. But you don't like that type of
stuff.
It's
in the same vein of like Louie.
Yeah.
Like you love Louie.
Uh-huh.
Or Horace and Pete, where it's like I see that's just so real. Like the Master of None stuff is so relatable and I could just empathize being there. Where like brutal, terrifying, scary, like ridiculous horror films, I like watching them. And they're violent and gross and all this stuff, but I'm not actually empathizing with the characters.
Right.
Like, if you think about, like, if you're watching Halloween and you see somebody get stabbed, you're like, oh, it's scary.
Yeah. But
very rarely are you like, I wonder what the blade feels like going inside that person's body. I started thinking about that, like, and then I started, like, hating horror films because I would see somebody get stabbed in the stomach and immediately be like, think, what could that possibly feel like?
Why did you start thinking of that?
Because I'm like, man, that would suck to get stabbed.
So you, yeah.
Like I've never watched. I don't watch horror movies and think, man, I'm scared for the character who's being chased after with a knife. I never think about the knife or like the whatever the weapon is as being something that's scary, that's painful. I see it as a movie and see it as a scene. And then like if you see somebody getting stabbed and then you think about it, you're like, oh, that must suck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying anything that's not completely obvious. It sucks to get stabbed, I'm sure.
But, I mean, to most people.
But, yeah, but if you're watching something and you see, like, it's like if you see somebody, here, perfect example. Have you ever seen, like, in the Jackass movies when they're giving each other paper cuts?
Oh, yeah.
You know what a paper cut feels like. So when they do it to the edge of the lips or in between the fingers.
But your analogy there would be, I've gotten stabbed before, so I understand.
Well, but think about, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it's just like imagining the pain, like having something to compare it to.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing to compare, like, getting stabbed to. So it's obviously the worst pain I've ever had is still not comparable to being stabbed in the stomach.
Question.
Okay.
If you had to get stabbed.
Okay.
Where would you want to get stabbed?
Can we do where would you want to get stabbed and where would you not want to get stabbed?
Yes.
Okay. I'd probably say I'd want to get stabbed in the leg.
Okay.
Calf, quad. Quad would probably hurt. I mean, obviously they're both going to hurt. Or maybe like, yeah, leg.
Okay.
What about you?
I'd like to get stabbed in the chest.
You would like to get
shoulder. I'd be fine with shoulder. Because the leg, you've got to move.
You get stabbed in the heart. Who says chest?
Not the chest. I'd say the upper part of my chest.
Like, you're the guy that's like, everybody's ordering ice cream, and they're like, vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. And you're like, I want the Rocky Road moose dress. Stab me in the chest. So where would you, and so if you'd want to get stabbed in the chest or arm, where would you want to be stabbed? Or where would you not want to be stabbed?
I mean, either the face or...
or the chest.
Or the neck. The face or the neck.
Okay, because I have a different thought. Occasionally I sleep naked, right? You sleep naked?
I do.
Okay. Flat as a board?
Yes.
Stiff as a board? What's the game that the kids play? Flat as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board? Yeah. So... I don't sleep naked every night, but some nights, and I get in like this kind of like spoon. You know the cover of Gravity, the movie with Sandra Bullock, how she's in like the fetal position.
Yeah,
sleep in that position.
Okay.
One night, I had the idea: what if somebody would like come underneath the covers at the foot of the bed? Like, what if they like creep up?
Uh huh.
Like, what if an intruder? And then I thought, what if they had a knife? And what if they stab me, like, right? In like the like I'm in the fetal position, so I'm just,
it's like the squatty potty position.
Yeah. What if they just went right up there?
Ooh,
that would be the worst.
Yeah,
with like a kitchen knife, not even like pocket knife.
Nah, that wouldn't be bad.
No, I think that's where, and I think of that when I'm going to sleep almost every night.
Yeah, that's a bad spot.
Being stabbed inside your body.
I think being stabbed in the foot would... What the hell are we doing? We were talking about Master of None, and we're talking about where we would want to get stabbed.
We're getting back to it. Where would you... Where? What about you, Joey?
What?
We got to... Okay, so you...
The foot. The foot. You know what? Pretty much anywhere on my body, I do not want to be stabbed.
Now, yeah, we should probably say, if you see us in public, please, we don't want to be
stabbed. Don't stab us.
Yeah, just like, you know, say hi. So Master of None comes out this weekend.
Yeah.
What else? Because there's a few things on my list that...
Now, I wonder if this is on your list. If it's not, I think it should be for you. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary called Get Me Roger Stone.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet.
Do you know who Roger Stone is? So Roger Stone is this... he was like this political analyst for Nixon and a bunch of other people. And people credit him for... basically the rise of Donald Trump.
Okay.
And like, this guy's insane. Like, he's pals with Alex Jones and goes on his show all the time.
Okay.
So
he's one
like
of those.
The guy is just like, the trailer for the documentary is pretty insane.
Okay.
Like, he has a Richard Nixon tattoo on his back. Like,
oh,
that,
really?
Yeah, he's just bizarre. So there's a documentary on him, how he's been so influential, and how, because he was a guy in the 80s that was already talking to Trump that he should run for president, and nobody was like, you know, was into that, and nobody was really into him running for president, and now, you know, he won. So it's
wait, he did?
Yeah, he did. He won last November, so.
Oh, so he's already been inaugurated.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that happened like 5 months ago.
Yeah, so that's huh. pretty interesting.
How's he doing?
people are not loving things.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
so yeah, that what's it called? It's called the
Get Me Roger Stone. So a political documentary. And then Norm MacDonald has a new stand-up special too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like Norm MacDonald's stand-up?
I love Norm MacDonald.
Okay, Norm MacDonald's fantastic. His storytelling is just so on point.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you'd watch one thing that I had already...
Yes.
And I can't... Burning Sands, is that what it's called?
Yes.
And is that a series or a movie?
It's a movie.
Oh. It's a movie. So I thought I was going to have to dedicate like 10 hours of time
to
it.
No, it's a movie.
And is it worth the two... Is it 2 hours?
I got to tell you, I don't know... There was a lot going on when I was watching it. It felt kind of boring to me. It wasn't bad, but I didn't love it.
Okay.
Is the guy from American Crime, which was just canceled, by the way.
Oh, well, you know what? Good.
Well, they did a season 3.
They did?
Yeah.
Did it air?
It's the finale was a few weeks ago.
It didn't have anything to do with season 2 though, right?
No.
Oh, good. Season 2 of American Crime is still one of the best seasons of TV. It's like 13 Reasons Why, but in a very, I mean, not in the subject matter necessarily, but the way the melodrama and like the just how crazy the story is. Season 2 of American Crime is fantastic.
It's pretty wild.
And you don't need to watch season 1, you don't need to watch season 3.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch 10 episodes and it's so thought-provoking and just, I mean...
It's like American Crime Story, which...
Yes.
Dude, something else you should watch is the Johnny Versace stuff, the Dateline.
That just came out. There's a documentary that's coming out about the guy...
Andrew Cunanan?
Yes.
Well, the Dateline did a special last week.
Oh, really?
It was like an hour and a half of... that whole thing, which there was a lot of stuff that I didn't realize and that I had forgotten. And then this week, TMZ was posting pictures of American Crime Story. So, you know, they did the people versus O.J.
Yeah.
Simpson. Well, the next American Crime Story is the Andrew Cunanan thing. And there were people like...
God, that was when that happened. I remember being young enough to not clearly get it, but old enough to be like, oh, wow, this is a big deal.
But it like, just from the photos, I'm like, I'm so pumped.
Who's playing? I mean, is there...
Darren Criss, who was on Glee, is, because it's a Ryan Murphy,
Right.
So Darren Criss is playing Andrew Cunanan, and a guy named Edgar Ramirez is playing Johnny Versace, which, I mean, I don't know who Edgar Ramirez is, but, like, he looks just like him.
Really?
And they're doing it at Johnny Versace's mansion.
You kind of have
to. They were shooting the scene at...
yeah, because the stairs where it happened are like iconic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You wouldn't be able to do that anywhere else, I wouldn't think.
Well, I think the mansion now is like open to the public.
I would think it'd be like historical.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a beautiful home.
Yeah, but is that kind of weird that that's open to the public? I mean, all that was there was a murder scene.
Right.
Which is kind
of... But also, it's like, at the time, it was like one of the biggest, like, nicest estates.
Yeah. Well, what they talked about in the Dateline episode is how, like, why he wanted to, he completely redid that mansion. Like,
oh, wow.
He was just visiting Miami. He was on his way to Cuba, and he loved Miami Beach or South Beach so much that he just went and bought a mansion.
Like, you ever been down to that part of the country?
No, my friend just moved down there, so I may go visit him down there.
South Beach is Miami, though, right?
Yeah. It's like Gilbert. It's part of Phoenix, you know?
God, can you imagine if Gilbert was in, like, Miami?
No.
That'd be so cool. Like, if it was, like, the scene was, like, the Miami nightclub scene in Gilbert. Like, with, like, Amish horses and...
That'd be awesome.
Are there Amish in Gilbert?
No, I don't think so.
Are there...
There's farms.
Yeah, because like in Indiana or Illinois.
I don't think there's any Amish people in the desert.
Is that a rude way to ask that question? That's not offensive, is it?
What do you mean?
Like,
why would that be offensive?
I don't know. I mean, is that the proper way to refer to Amish people?
I think so.
Huh. I've never I've lived around Amish people like forever and like grew up around and
I tell you what, if we get hate because of the Amish, I will be shocked.
Well, that is true. Of all the people that probably don't listen to our podcast. I might be a little, now that I'm thinking about it.
Little Hezekiah goes to the library every yeah. week and goes to JJRBTS.com just to listen to his pals Joey and Grant on the radio.
Have you seen the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy? Where a Coke bottle falls from a plane in like an African village where they have never socialized with anyone.
Oh no.
And so it's a movie. All think the Coke bottle does certain things.
That's amazing.
And it's a gift from God, and it's like this incredible thing, and it causes this great big schism between the community. What if the JJR BTS is what was his name?
We should just drop thumb drives in the middle of Africa.
No, in Amish country.
Oh, or Amish country.
But they wouldn't have any way to play them.
I don't know. Well, there's that show like Breaking Amish.
Do you watch that show?
I've never seen it. I know the concept, but...
Or what was the one about the Amish Mafia? I think it was called, like, Amish Mafia. And it was
Is that a real thing?
No, I mean, it was just, like, a guy who could get stuff done. I mean, essentially. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, you're watching Burning Sands, and you had some other things you were watching, too.
Real Husbands of Hollywood, I finished.
Okay.
Awesome. Best show on TV. Best comedy. Like, I laughed more at... I love It's Always Sunny.
Uh-huh.
But I think I laughed heartily and more readily at Real Husbands of Hollywood. Because it's just, I don't know why. I don't think Kevin Hart's like amazing or like a crazy funny stand-up comedian. But I think as an actor, when he does that thing where he flies off the handle
yeah.
and he's just Kevin Hart, I think that's just amazing. And to see
I know.
Five people do that all at once. Like there are scenes where... Five people are yelling at each other and they're subtitling what you should be paying attention to.
That's funny.
But they're not doing it properly, so they're changing stuff that people say. Like, it's so good.
That's funny.
I watched that, and then I want to watch The Most Hated Woman in America.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what that's about. I just know it's on my list.
I think it's...
It has to do with...
something about her being an atheist.
Yes. She disappears. Like, she makes a deal with somebody because she's an atheist and they have some weird issue with the church or blah, blah. I don't fully understand it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she comes out and basically takes a stance against something.
And it was like in the 50s or?
I think it was later than that, maybe.
Something like that.
I'm excited. Are you ready for the weekend, Joey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had a day off this week, but I'm still.
Still.
I was up for 24 hours, so I'm still not really caught up.
Those days are brutal, man.
Yeah.
Brutal man. Oh brother.
Is that it? Is that all you're into?
Yeah,
what
I think.
Are you watching?
Well, because yeah, I've been doing.
Well, you
that.
Said you had a bunch of stuff you were.
Well,
watch.
I had a list of all the stuff I wanted to watch this weekend.
Nah, why would you bring that here?
Well, no, I forgot. I forgot the list.
Go get it.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah, go get it. I'll keep things going here. So, a little business. Where you can listen to us. You can listen to where you're listening right now. Also, if you want to hear our commercial, I have a little clip of our commercial that's going to play on all the John Jay and Rich affiliates. So here's a little piece.
So on the iHeartRadio app, you can search our show, John Jay and Rich On Demand. But there's also a behind-the-scenes show, the John Jay and Rich BTS show, hosted by Joey and Grant on our show.
So if you want to get a behind-the-scenes perspective of the show, just check us out every Friday.
It's so much fun. We have so much fun.
It's like the show expanded, and you guys get really personal.
Mm-hmm, which I like. In fact, last week's 80 minutes of hilarity and kinship. So Joey and Grant, BTS, look for it on iHeartRadio. The app's totally free.
Just search JJR BTS. Ah, that's fun, right? Yeah, so... yeah, I don't know where Grant is. His office is not too far from this studio here, so he should be back already. So I hope everybody has a good weekend. Oh, I'm just going to hang out on Instagram. Oh, that's cute. Oh, Kyle just posted a picture. That's nice. Okay. John Jay there. Kiss FM Phoenix video. Katy Perry's Bon Appetit. Not into it. Not into, into the new Harry Styles album though.
Pass. Benny.
Hey, okay. Hey. Someone on Instagram just did a mannequin challenge. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. What a jerk, right?
Okay. All right.
So, okay, so
that was brutal.
Was it?
Yeah.
You don't like talking to the kids?
I played a commercial.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I played our commercial.
Oh, the one that's playing with John J. Riggs?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it sound good?
Yeah.
Do I sound hot?
Well, you just said you.
I love
mean,
it. I love it.
You're
it's
like.
So good.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
They
it's
sound
so
better.
So good.
It's so good. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So.
You got your list?
I do. We ready?
You better be good.
At the top of the list, I wrote down dog car. That's not a thing. All right. Burning Sands, obviously, we just talked about. Win It All is on Netflix.
Oh, I watched that.
What is that? That's The Gambler.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Is it? Okay. That's definitely on the list then. And then the movie I was telling you about that I wanted to watch called Small Crimes.
Okay, yeah.
It's got the guy from Game of Thrones, Jaime Lannister, and where he comes out, he finally gets out of jail, and everybody's like, you got to get back on the right track.
Okay.
And he's not ready to, he either is ready to get on the, I don't fully understand.
I could get into that.
And then Shannon watched this last night and said it was really funny, and I thought it was right up your alley. Handsome. The Jeff Garland detective show or movie?
I saw the trailer for it, and I was pumped because it was Jeff Garland, who is like the sidekick on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's great.
He's
great.
Hilarious. I saw the trailer, and the trailer didn't look good to me.
See, the trailer looked... It did. It kind of looked hokey, but I figured they're selling the movie.
Yeah.
So they're going to put the funny, the broad comedy bits up front.
I could get into that.
Because, like,
though.
Think about... I just keep saying it. Like Seinfeld teasers or the spots that they would run during the day.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd always be like some really broad joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
you're right.
Elaine, cool haircut. You know, I think Kramer does his thing.
I'm crazy.
Crazy Kramer is what everybody calls me.
Well, what's that on?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I'm a mime. He's like, what's it like to have sex with a mime?
Can't believe I got blown off again. I'm never going to find the right girl.
Dude, you don't want a chick who would a mime.
Dude, what does a mime look like when he's having sex anyway? It's probably like, I'm a mime. I'm a mime.
Hey, mimes don't talk.
They do when they're off duty.
Brown Eyed Girl by Everclear.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
They were, have you seen Saving Silverman?
I love that movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I get to, Saving Silverman has one of the most famous midpoint drop-offs for me, though. I will almost always cut out midway through that movie. Never finish it.
Interesting.
When they get into a lot of the, like the, when she's down in the basement.
Yeah.
I just am like,
yeah.
I'm out.
Agreed.
But I love all the three guys in that movie, the three leads. Isn't Kyle Gass in that movie too? Tenacious D, the other guy, the bald guy. He plays like a magician that comes up to the table.
Yeah.
And he's like, he says something really filthy and then like just walks away. I love that guy.
That's good.
Yeah. So tomorrow night we're playing at Jersey's.
We talked about your gig like 25 minutes ago.
Right.
Such and never said.
Tying it up.
Oh, we're really good.
You know what?
I hope John Jay's listening to this one.
John Jay, wake up.
Yeah.
John Jay.
He's
okay. You know what's funny?
We're going to get canceled.
I have a clip that was sent to Snapchat, and I thought I saved it, but you can't save snaps for more than 24 hours. Like I thought saving, holding the thing, and it said saved
on
the
yeah.
conversation. I thought I'd save it. So
it
somebody
saves it.
Does it?
It goes to your memories.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, if somebody else sends it, you can't save their picture or video, right? Like, as far as
no.
if it's in the chat.
No.
Okay, then yeah. So anyway, somebody sent me this message. I think her name was Katie. And it just was a video of her with that big face. The one that, like, makes your mouth go side to side. And she was like, so I was driving down the street today, and I was listening to John Jay and Rich show, and then all of a sudden my back speaker just blew out.
Oh, that bass.
And no, and I She was like, she goes, thanks a lot, Rich Barra.
Ooh.
Yeah. And to me.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay. And then she sends me, 5 minutes later, she sends me another one. She was like, and she's like, with the same big mouth feature, I'm listening to John Jay tell a story. He's like, telling a story. Listen to Kyle chime in. She chimes in, tells a funny joke, and then Rich goes, bah, 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 bah. And she's like, and that's the sound she made. And she was like, and then my speaker didn't work in the back of my car anymore.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So yeah, Rich Barra.
It's not Rich Barra's fault.
Blowing out them speakers. That powerful voice. Woo! Powerful Rich Barra.
You can hear that powerful voice tomorrow night at Jersey's.
Jersey's.
Grand on the sticks.
On the skins. Skins and sticks, bruh.
Sticks and
you know,
skins will.
I want to bring up something that's kind of.
Break your bones.
That was very Nick of you.
Yeah,
that was very Nick of you. So I ironically started calling people bruh.
Yeah.
I'm worried. Because it's starting to creep in when I don't plan
on
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
I think people know you're being silly.
But what, I mean, but sooner or later it's going to go from being silly to all of a sudden I'm just going to be, sup, brah.
Sup, brah.
Hey, brah.
I'm cool with it.
Abracadabra, brah.
And that's where we derailed, and we should probably wrap up things for the weekend, right?
Yeah! At Joey Bradfish over there, Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias. Are you doing Snap?
I have Snapchat.
I've been seeing you on Snap a little bit more.
I don't Snap at all, just because I don't care.
Ooh.
no, I like Instagram stories a lot better.
I like it too. It makes more sense.
It's like the filters, they're cool, but it's just a novelty to me. Like it's not... Like, the reason people like this sort of stuff is the story of things going on throughout your day. Why are you smiling?
No,
like
like you're selling me on Instagram.
Well, hey, their stock dropped 20% yesterday.
20%? I thought you said it was up 20%, like 2 days ago. Mm-mm. Wow.
Dropped 20%. Snapchats did.
Oh, not Instagrams.
Not Instagrams.
Instagram's fine. Well, good.
Been checking the stocks.
You going to buy some? You going to get some...
Not to watch CNBC today.
You're getting Mad Money with Howard Kramer.
Jim Kramer.
Wait.
Who looks just like Louis C.K.
Yeah. Is it Jim Kramer?
Yeah, it's Jim
Howard Kramer. Kramer's a stand-up comedian in L.A.
Oh.
Weird. So, yeah, Jim Kramer. He's like, Mad Money. Dad Joey Bradfish, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Now on Snapchat.
Woo!
Woo, brother!
I'm a mime.
I'm a mime. At Pomo and Kitch, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat as well. We also have a telephone number, 910-JJR-BTS-1, 910-JJR-BTS-1. Come out to see the Rich Barra Band tomorrow night, Jerseys, 9 p.m. to midnight, I believe is what we're doing.
Why do you guys go so late?
I don't know.
I would be there, but it's so late.
It's so late.
I know I'm lame.
That's what I'm saying, too. I didn't even play last week because I was in bed. We didn't even talk about that. The biggest thing that happened in my week, I just missed because I was talking about Summer Sands.
we'll get to it.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll get to it at some point.
I'm sure I'll re-aggravate the issue. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
He threw out his back.
I'd call Joey.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I didn't help him. It was fine. yeah, so thank you for listening. Make sure to listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. It's the most... quality experience that you can hear the JJR BTS podcast and the John Jay and Rich on demand channel. So back on Monday with a rebound of the roses.
720. Check your local listings.
Did you make a little video for that?
I didn't.
No. Oh.
I make a video.
We should just do it ourselves.
Yeah, that would be a little weird, right?
Nah, we shouldn't do that.
Hey, it's John Jay and Rich.
We should just do other people in the building.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny. Our banner's coming next week.
Yeah. Oh, Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. Hey, we did.
We need to check.
We did all this housekeeping. We were pretty heavy on all of our housekeeping last week.
We're just the worst.
No. Joey's
This is why we have a podcast.
Joey's on a kick. He thinks that this isn't okay. And
what do you mean?
Like, not.
Oh,
like,
I have to edit the crap out of this.
The editing sucks.
This is going to be a lot of editing.
But we did have a pretty good, like, punchy week last week. We were boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
They can't all be winners.
They can't.
So.
And honestly, like, okay, if you made it this far in this episode, which hopefully most of you have, tweet at Joey Bradfish or at Pomo and Kitch or Instagram. Tell us that you listen to the podcast.
Don't tweet me.
Let us know, because we're seeing numbers that a lot of people are listening.
I'm just too busy for your tweets.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Are you going to be out by what? Weeding?
Weeding.
We doing any weeding this weekend by the pool?
What's weeding?
Weeding. Pulling weeds.
Oh, no.
You don't call it weeding?
Pulling weeds by the pool.
Yeah. You're going to be outside?
What is weeds by the pool?
No, nah, man. Like, you're going to.
Oh, no, no. I have a wedding this weekend.
Oh, but you're not going to do any yard maintenance.
No, I actually had someone come over and pull out a plant.
Dang.
Cost me $100.
Wow.
It was a hell of a plant. It was an aloe plant that Larry was jumping in the middle of and eating.
I saw that.
Yeah. And aloe plants, for some reason, smell like chicken noodle soup. So he's constantly smelled like chicken noodle soup for the past week and a half.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. So
you should eat Larry.
JohnJaneRich.com, JJRBTS.com, JoeyandGrant.com. Thank you for listening. I hope John Jay didn't stay this long.